scratch about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Speak.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
You're on with Daddy.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
Change is good. And you gotta change with the times or you're just irrelevant. It's good that nobody reads books and old buildings are just knocked down and become new buildings. And it's good that the ice caps are melting and all the fish are dying because that's gonna make way for a new, better type of sea creature that probably has gills but can walk on the ground. It's got feet and it can come and find me and I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'm happy that things change.
Peter, you're out.
I'm off the show?
No, your penis is out. Urine.
I'm in?
No, urine is running down your leg.
And now.
And don't do that with the not funny. Kevin's sensitive. He already feels like you don't think he's funny.
I don't think he's funny.
Well, don't say that.
Our feature presentation.
You don't have to say it.
Oh, I think you're funny.
That's my point as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alan. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 10th of Rocktober.
That's not...
Seemed like a misfire.
Yeah, that didn't feel good.
Not the right effect. What happened there?
That's my bad.
Was Chip, it you, Chip?
Chip has that up about 99% of the time, and then and then just today she didn't. So
on,
purpose? She thought applause would be better.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's an artistic choice.
All right.
That's fine. Well, it is Foosday, you guys. I'm very excited.
It's not.
Why can it not be Foosday? If ever there
because
were going
then
to...
it becomes Friday and every single day turns into nonsense.
I think
I can't
and
do it.
I might regret this.
I can't do it.
I feel like we give Foosday a pass today. And
I
only today.
Because it's the freaking
yes.
Foo Fighters.
That's it.
Okay, and then all the cute little names for every single
no,
day.
No.
Out, right?
Out.
Agreed, Bean?
If we give you Foosday, you take away Friday.
There's no Friday.
Boy, I don't know. I'm kind of committed
I'm
to Friday.
I'm not even going
to
let you go with Sunday's Funday. I'm not even going to give you that one. I just feel like
take your choice. In honor of our guests.
Yeah, no,
today.
We understand why you want to call it Foosday. We're
like
making a deal with you, though.
Justified.
Right. But we're making a deal with you.
This is bargaining,
right.
What we're doing.
I'm going to think about that. I'm not sure.
Well, don't use it again until we have a ruling.
Okay, I'll try. I'll try not to, but it's hard. You
I'm filing an injunction or whatever you do in court.
I like it.
Okay.
Sidebar. Really like that, Kevin.
Let's all just say attorney things.
Which none of us understand, but we've seen TV.
Exactly, right. By the way, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think of all the occupations you come to believe that you can do based on watching television, I think attorney is right at the top.
Ooh, surgeon.
No, because you know.
That's right.
Wait a minute. You think you can do, but you can't?
Yeah. Right? Because just because you watch it on TV, you go, I know enough about this. I have seen it enough that I think now I could stand up and convincingly be that person. I don't think anybody really thinks that they could operate on a human just because they've seen a doctor on TV. But, Kevin, don't you feel like you have enough basic knowledge to get in front of a jury or get in front of a judge and say some things that would be appropriate for the situation?
No.
I do.
No.
Because I've seen lots of attorneys.
But you don't know the law. I think the law is the important part there. Like you have to have a knowledge of the law to stand in front of the judge and say something.
I agree, but we've all seen enough.
Bean will stand up and go, I won't allow it.
over and over.
What are you talking about?
But haven't we all seen enough Law and Order and other shows to think we understand the basics of what you can get away with and what you can't? I do.
I do feel that way about a certain other show.
Is that right? Okay,
House,
so hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on. So, Bean, you feel like you could actually be a lawyer?
I think based on
the TV show you watched.
I think I know enough to fake it, yes.
Okay,
Allie.
I could flip houses, and I could come up with the greatest, scheme, open concept. I know all the lingo. I can do it.
To flip houses?
To flip houses and make them so presentable and beautiful that you're going to want them right away.
I believe you could do that because it's a little bit less complicated than knowing the law.
And then if someone sued me, I'd hire Bean.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
No?
No.
Okay.
By the way, flipping houses is a thing that people just with no experience for the exact reason you've described. See it or hear about it and go, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Anyone can try it. That's not the commitment of going to law school. You literally can just go out and get a loan and buy a house and start trying, you know? How about you, Kevin? What's your occupation?
Well, you know that I've always thought something, and I'm just going to tell you right now that based on the last year, I could be the president of the United States in a heartbeat. Yeah!
If they would take you, right? I would allow it.
I'd surround myself with smart people, and I would listen to them.
And you would listen to them. Right, and do what they say. Right.
I could do that.
I wouldn't
sit in on any meetings, though. None of the meeting BS.
No.
Because meetings suck.
But how about that button for a Coca-Cola?
Right?
Right?
Oh, my God.
Ice cream, whatever you want.
That would be a banana split.
Yes!
Kevin would be a 400-pound president.
Yeah, that'd be so huge.
Banana split any time, day or night. You just pick up the phone.
Oh, it'd be so
right. Hey, Tuesday.
All right.
All right. Band is coming in. But before we get to all that and the rest of today's awesome Kevin and Bean show, real quick. I'm very frustrated by this story out of Pittsburgh. It was originally reported by WPXI Television and picked up by the Associated Press. So you'll find the basics of the story everywhere. But as is so often the case, I look at it and I have more questions than answers here. Barry Clapperton is his name, 40 years old. He's at a Primanti Brothers restaurant. Seems like it's a sandwich shop on East Carson Street in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Primanti's. Yeah, that's like the number one place for sandwiches.
Oh, right. I love it.
I think most
people know that in Pittsburgh. It's like it's a thing.
Is it just a famous Pittsburgh resident or are there Primanti's everywhere?
And no, I should have heard it's okay. like a Pittsburgh thing.
All right.
Give us a call from Pittsburgh. 1-800
Nope.
No?
Okay. I don't think we're doing that.
Don't make calls.
All right. So according to a witness who was visiting from Jacksonville, and no surprise that Florida was somehow involved in this story indirectly, he witnessed the scene at the Primanti Brothers. He says that this man, Barry Clapperton, 40, did not have enough money to pay for his lunch. He went in and he had a couple of beers and he had a sandwich. All right? He did not have enough money to pay for it.
Right.
According to the witness, he said he watched Clapperton try to run out of the bar tab twice. My friend Chris gets up, and he and I chase him out the door, and we catch him, and we walk him back in. All right. Question number one that I have is, why is this random person sitting in a restaurant chasing down somebody
who's
leaving the restaurant for not paying his bill? Like, it's not a citizen's arrest situation, right?
But if you're local at a place, you kind of feel some ownership. You want to protect the place? Sure.
All right. Maybe that's it.
I still think most people don't take off after somebody.
No. Oh, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
You're at my local and you're about to screw.
Bean's a lawyer before you're doing that.
Well, I'm just saying, I am very protective of my local. You try and screw my people and they can't jump out from behind the bar.
Right.
You best believe I'm running. Because guess what? I get that guy free drinks for life.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I mean,
depending on my shoes.
That's pretty good.
Whatever I'm wearing.
Sure.
But,
now you're a local hero.
Yeah. If I had better shoes, I would be chasing you right now.
Right?
All right. So the witness again, Kenneth Gray from Florida, he says he and his friend even offered to pay the bill. Now, again, Associated Press, how about a little more information as to why that didn't end this whole story? Then the man went to use the phone, okay? The guy who had run out the bar, come back into the bar, he went to use the phone and decided that the best course of action was to call in a bomb threat.
What?
Okay.
To Nakama. Which is not the restaurant they're in. They're in Primanti, but he calls it into Nakama, a restaurant that is a few blocks down the street. And is he thinking that they're going to evacuate the whole block and that's his way out and he doesn't look suspicious because it's not in the restaurant that he's trying to get out of?
Oh, interesting.
Is that what he's trying to do?
Or is he dumb enough just to call the wrong restaurant?
Yeah, maybe he didn't know where he was. So it's just a diversion or something like that. So, I mean, but the guys see him call in the bomb threat. So then they call the police, and the police show up, and the police show up as the guy is running out the door again, and a chase ensues, and he ends up being brought down by a bunch of dumpsters behind the restaurant. hit with a stun gun.
All right.
Oh,
and
my
arrested.
God.
It seemed like this went so much worse for this guy. Hey, maybe when the person said, hey, I'll just pay for your bill, go ahead and accept that and be done with it and
just
get out.
On,
you, got,
right?
you got yourself a free meal, right? Apparently, by the way, what happened was, according to another witness, is that Clapperton had gotten double meat on his sandwich.
Yeah.
And did not have the cash to pay for it.
Right.
But so, I don't know. Was the guy drunk? I don't know. I have so many questions about this. But listen to his charges. Public drunkenness. Oh, I guess he was drunk.
There you go.
False identification to police.
I don't know if he had ID. Oh, wait. Hold on.
So he lied to the police about who he was.
Right.
Terrorist threats.
Sure.
Whoa, wow.
Threats to use weapons of mass destruction, which is what they called the bomb threat, I guess, and escape. So he has five charges against him just because he got double meat.
I mean, it's not just because he got double meat.
And didn't have the money to pay for it.
Right, so. That's the important part, I think.
Anyway, many questions about this story out of Pittsburgh, but apparently Promontes is where we all need to be. That seems like where it's going on, right?
You all right, Allie?
I was in the middle of a sip when you said, just because of double meat, and I wasn't prepared to swallow. What, I mean...
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I thought you had more aptitude for this. Turns out you are fairly incompetent.
New Star Wars trailer?
Yes.
My God.
This will not end the way you think it will.
Haven't seen it yet.
Really?
What? Haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Kevin.
I know.
You don't deserve to be American.
This sounds gross.
I'm sorry, hold on, Bean. What?
You don't deserve to be in America. How do you live in America
but I'm
and
be
not
the president.
See the new trailer? Oh, that's right.
Right?
This might sound weird, but I want to watch you watch it.
Okay.
Did you see, after the trailer, Allie, did you see Edgar Wright's bold prediction on social media?
I will not
last night?
Look at anything that has to do with this tweet. And I know we're going to break down the trailer coming up. I'm taking out my earphones. I don't want
to
hear it.
You have to be a
don't
part of it.
Don't want to listen to you people.
Why?
Because people are going to like break down frame by frame.
Right.
Stop it. Go see the freaking movie December 15th. Or if you're cool, the 14th, Thursday night, ticket 7 p.m. Arclight. Boom.
Somebody has tickets.
Yeah,
Edgar Wright made a bold prediction after the trailer that the movie is going to open at number one. So I just want you guys to listen.
Oh, Edgar.
Mark
that. That is a limb.
Let's mark that so we can hold him to it.
We also have tickets for Depeche Mode at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
And we have breakfast with Foo Fighters.
What?
7 a.m.
Love those guys. Can't wait. Very excited.
Listen to it here on the station, or you can stream it at krock.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
All right, we got an email from listener Taylor, who listens to us. Thank you, Taylor, streaming in Pittsburgh. He says Permanti, pronounced Permanti, is a big thing here. This is the restaurant where the guy called in the bomb threat to get out of paying for his double meat.
Right.
He says it's because they started here in Pittsburgh. They also put about a pound of French fries on an already stacked and unhealthy sandwich. And he sent a photo of this, and it looks like you'd need three hands to pick up this thing and try to eat it.
So it's a death sandwich.
Apparently so, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people here in Pittsburgh are very unhealthy. Frankly, I think Permanti's is overrated, but thank you for making Pittsburgh mornings more enjoyable. They do not have quality morning shows out here. Have a good morning and enjoy your Foosday, says Taylor. It's coming from Taylor, not from me.
Yeah, you can read that stuff all day, Bean, but it's coming from you.
Well, I'm just...
We have a deal. You're going to have to agree to it.
I'm not calling it that. Lister Taylor in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right. And you're going to get enough tweets and emails that call it that you can get away with it. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to start dumping it. I'm going to start dumping it.
He said...
Did you hear me?
I did hear you. That would be...
Won't hear it.
Kevin is about to turn this car around,
right? That would be a slap in the face for a great listener who took the time to reach out on his busy morning and send us a note. So there you go. All right, Allie Ziffer Ralph with the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
For Detective Harry Hole, the death of a young woman during the first snowfall of winter feels like anything but a routine homicide.
You are all going to die tonight.
I mean, just that sentence.
Just Harry Hole alone.
Well, Harry Hole alone, but the first death of a winter. And then there's a pink scarf and it's around a snowman. They're like, what's happening? I am in.
I was in when I heard Michael Fassbender was starring.
Yeah, I mean, really. Michael Fassbender? Hi, Rebecca Ferguson, James Darcy, like amazing cast, And guess what? I want to give away some tickets, you guys, because it's early and you deserve it. The movie The Snowman is in theaters October 20th, but we want to give you a pair of passes to the advanced screening of The Snowman at Pacific's The Grove on October the 18th. So give a call right now. First five callers are going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of The Snowman.
Why The Snowman? The Snowman couldn't melt in the sun.
Why?
Because he had a harder.
He had a what?
I don't know, but I love the booing so much.
Does anyone know what the punchline was?
He had a hotter?
Is it hotter or harder?
Hold on, let's try it again.
Why the snowman?
What could it have been?
The snowman couldn't melt in the sun.
All right, here we go.
Because he had a harder.
We need to break that down.
No, man. Why wouldn't he be?
Why wouldn't he melt
in
the sun?
He had a heat. I mean, I thought heater, but that doesn't make sense,
right?
Because that just
hotter,
makes it warmer,
harder.
Hotter.
All right. Hey, Taylor in Pittsburgh, if you can figure that one out, right?
Back. Get back to us.
Thank God we don't know the guy that said it, so he could explain it. You guys, let me just start off this Showbiz Beat with not a Showbiz story, but something that brought me great joy.
Okay.
A Baltimore high school was evacuated due to a nauseating smell. Cristo Rey Jesuit High School was cleared out last Thursday after reports of a strange odor that sent at least five people to the hospital.
Was Omar there?
The victims complained of upset stomachs and trouble breathing.
Was Psycho Mike there?
Investigators searched the campus and eventually found the source. A pumpkin spice air freshener. It was making people sick.
Right?
Sent them to the hospital, trouble breathing. Bean. Those are your people putting those air fresheners everywhere. Love it.
You see that?
Spice.
You see how white people do?
See what I'm saying?
I'm not about the pumpkin spice air fresheners at all. I don't mind the hot beverage.
Do you guys like air fresheners of any kind?
No.
I don't either.
I do like a certain pumpkin candle. But there are pumpkin candles that I'll walk into someone's house and be like, you need to tear this place apart.
Okay, so there's a delineation between different pumpkin candles,
there
is what you're saying?
It is a delineation.
Really?
Whoa.
Pumpkin isn't pumpkin?
I mean, let's take a minute, Bean, shouldn't we?
What happened here?
Right?
Pumpkin isn't pumpkin?
Can no, are you? Go are back. You Go back to that big word.
You said delineation.
Oh, I get it. Hey,
are you taking night classes
that's
or something?
It's just a word.
He immediately starts thinking, I must stop pumpkin.
Right. The word of day calendar.
Is that
it? Okay.
Excellent.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
Well, it is a thing.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Felt like you have a tutor or something.
Right?
You've been surprising
you
us
Kevin?
A lot lately. Yes, exactly.
You did it, Kevin.
Thank you, everyone.
Did you say it's like he has a tutor or a tumor?
Either.
Tutor.
Really.
That's just funny. What's happening in Hollywood with these burglary victims? Alanis Morissette, Michael B. Jordan, Kendall Jenner, Jason Derulo, David Spade, Scott Disick. A couple weeks ago, hold on. Let me read that again. So what happens when you find out you're doing showbiz 8 minutes ago. It's been a tough couple weeks for Rachel Bilson.
Okay.
After her longtime split with boyfriend Hayden Christensen. So guess who had their house robbed? This is written very poorly.
I got to tell you.
Would it be Rachel Bilson?
I got to tell you.
It is Rachel Bilson.
Just before we went on with the showbiz beat, I said, sorry about having to do showbiz, Allie. And she said, I can read. All snooty.
Certainly did.
She was wrong.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, I agree, Sofia Vergara. It was Rachel Bilson. That is correct, Bean. Her house was robbed, and they took $40,000 to $50,000 worth of property. Holy crap. When do we go on, though? Is it six? Okay,
yeah, it's six,
we're
yeah.
fine. About 40 grand to 50 grand worth of shoes, jewelry, bags. That's a lot of money. But appears that she left, returned 4 hours later, sliding glass door open, might have been unlocked. So that's a problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
So maybe locked doors?
Maybe locked doors.
Okay. Maybe get an alarm if you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff in your house.
I mean, let's just victim blame, shall we? What else could she have done right that she didn't?
That would help.
She could have put an open house sign out in front and then left. Right?
Yes, Kevin.
I'm just saying, you were looking for another way she could screw it up. That's it. Okay, back
Remember
to you.
Remember when you said delineation? Those are good times. This has been ridiculous. Hey, happy birthday, David Lee Roth, Bradley Whitford, Wendy McLennan Covey, Mario Lopez, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. I'm Allie McCann for Ralph Garman. Welcome to the show this week.
Less than an hour from right now, you guys, Breakfast with Foo Fighters. By the way,
can I hear that again?
It's been almost 10 years since our last Breakfast with Foo Fighters. And remember how fun they were?
Yeah, they're always fun.
I mean, they're great guys and so talented.
And I believe the last time we had a Breakfast with Foo Fighters, it was also on a Foo's Day.
Thank you, Dave.
You're not allowed to do it either, Dave. Sorry.
Well, anyway, we're very excited about having the boys here in the building and interviewing them, and listeners have a chance to talk to them. You can text in your questions. If you have questions for Foo Fighters, you can do that as well at 1-800-520-1067. But it's going to be fun, and that'll all start at 7 o'clock this morning here on K-Rock. Dave, I'm glad you're in here. Our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, lifelong Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good today?
Yes, sir.
Win last night?
Yes.
The Dodgers don't want to play the Diamondbacks. Watch out.
That's what everybody said. Like, the Diamondbacks have their number.
Well,
and
because,
then nope.
Because this season, I think the Diamondbacks have been, maybe I'm making this up, Dave, but you tell me if this sounds right. They've lost more games to the Diamondbacks than any other team this season.
Yes, they did win. The Diamondbacks won the series season. And the last couple of, I think they swept them the last series at the end of the season, so they were on a roll. The Diamondbacks were definitely on a roll.
Definitely
second
on a
half,
roll.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you that this Dodgers, I mean, look, no one enjoyed the slump late August into early September. No one enjoyed watching the Dodgers fall apart. That may have been, if they end up winning this thing, they may look back on that and go, that was maybe the best thing that happened.
I've been saying.
Because that made them wake up and go, hey, you know what? We're not the best baseball team of all time. Nothing. We can take nothing for granted. We still have to go out there and play fundamental, great baseball
like
to win these
games.
Like we
did when we were winning 16 out of 17 or whatever it was.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So now they're playing now like they were playing in July, and they can just beat you in so many ways. And it was a phenomenal game last night, and I loved it so much, but I'm going to say something now that may tick off Dodgers fans.
Mama mugs.
No, nothing
great
to do with
no,
mama mugs.
No, this is just Bean.
No, I'm saying he's channeling her.
Oh, I see.
No. I'm all in on this team.
Okay.
I love watching
right.
this team. It's hard to pick a favorite player on
right,
this team.
But,
because every time you turn around, you go, oh, my God, look what Yasiel Puig did. Look what Cody Bellinger did.
Uh-huh.
I think I know.
What is it, Ellie?
If you are going to say anything about a beard,
I'm not.
I know. Okay.
I know there are some people who have very strong playoff beard feelings, but that is not what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I am going to say I saw them spewing each other with champagne in the locker room after the game, and I say to you, Dodgers, too soon.
Agree.
You haven't won anything yet. Let me finish, Dave. You advanced to the next round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You haven't won anything. This is, by the way, and this is related to the crazy celebrations that go on after every tackle in football on Sunday. I'm just thinking, like, you're still in the middle. You're still playing the game. Save the celebrations for when you've won something. I turn it over to you, Dave.
Okay, listen. One, I agree with you. But two, this started like maybe three seasons ago where all of a sudden, I think it started maybe with the Red Sox. So maybe more than three seasons
Why
ago.
Why would you blame the Was Red
it
all Sox?
Because the all Red baseball? Sox were the ones who did it with Budweiser first. And then all of a sudden, every team started celebrating every playoff win, whether it was the Diamondbacks did it with the wild card win.
No.
You know, so baseball teams do it after every single round. Which is kind of annoying, and it kind of loses the wow factor or fun factor. As a fan, as a viewer, I turn it off because I don't need to see them celebrating a wild card.
All right, but let me ask you a question.
You know, a divisional round victory.
Wasn't it something worth celebrating to sweep Arizona?
Yes.
It is. You high-five your bros, you slap them on the ass.
You jump in the pool again, you know, you run into the right field pavilion and jump in their pool again.
Right. Let me pause right there, Dave.
By horses.
Yeah, they had cops on horseback in front of the pool last night.
Snowflakes.
Because they didn't want to see the Dodgers jumping in there like they did that one time.
Oh, they should have.
I agree, Bean. I think that the champagne or Budweiser or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Slap on those goggles for NLCS, ALCS.
Yep.
That's
going to the World Series is a good celebration.
Yeah, going to the World Series is an accomplishment. Even if you don't win it, that is so hard to do, and that's what you dream about from the time you're five.
But wait, doesn't your logic hold up, though, that you don't celebrate until you've won everything?
Because you've won your league. You've won the National League if you go to the World Series. If you're the Dodgers, you win the National League. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's something they didn't do last year, I'll tell you
that. In hockey, when you're going to go to the Stanley Cup, they give you a trophy, and those guys won't even touch it. They won't even touch that trophy. It's, there's no celebration going on there.
Right.
All right. So, and I think Dave, and I want to repeat what Dave said, because I think this has a lot to do with the way I feel about this, is that now when they do it at the end of the World Series, you've seen it, and they can't celebrate.
You're going to be bored by it?
No, you can't celebrate any harder with the champagne spraying in everybody's face than they did last night. They were all in minute after minute after minute. They were doing that. This was not just a casual, hey, good job, guys. They were celebrating like it was the end.
What if they're nude?
All right. Listen. I'm listening.
Listen.
When I see Kevin as the commissioner of baseball.
When I see the Cubs doing it, I'm out. I don't care. But if the Dodgers are doing it, you best believe I'm going to have 3 champagne bottles in my apartment, spraying it everywhere. It's going.
Your girlfriend will kill you.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Bean, you think that it'll somehow diminish the celebration after they win the World Series if they do?
No. I'm saying, look, they're going to be the happiest they've ever been in their whole lives. I'm saying, for me as a fan, I want to wait. I'd like to wait for that moment to have that release.
Dave, turn the TV off.
I don't.
I did. Yeah. I turned it off for this one. That's why
wild
I didn't see the
card first round NLCS, and then come on, stop it.
All right, so Dave's with me. Allie's with me. Yeah. Kevin, how about you? What's your ruling on this?
I mean, I don't see again. Don't count my rule because I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah, but you're a sports fan. This would hold for any sport.
Celebrate until you win.
Yeah, okay. But this is only
until
baseball
you win everything.
That happens, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm saying no.
Yeah. You're saying no as well. All right. So, like, the Dodgers care what we think, but great job. Congratulations. You deserve to feel very, very good about yourselves and your team. And now, how sweet is this? They get the whole week off. They don't play again until Saturday.
Because they swept?
Yeah. Because they swept. Nice. Yeah, all right. Exactly. Yeah. So go Dodgers, you guys.
Yep. You know what we're doing at 7 a.m.?
I do.
Breakfast with Foo Fighters. Oh, you already said you do. My bad.
Well, maybe people listening don't know.
Oh, Breakfast with Foo Fighters.
Yes.
7 a.m.
Their new Concrete and Gold album, by the way, it's only about for a couple of weeks, is great, you guys. Like every record they make, it's great. But looking forward to hearing them play that and a bunch of other songs for their long 25-year career coming up here in just a few minutes on K-Rock. First, though, Allie brought up something very interesting the other day. Were we talking about something that you're into that people were surprised by, right?
Yeah. Guilty pleasures or whatever, maybe, yeah.
And Allie brought up something that in a million years we never could have guessed. What was it?
I think she's the only one in the world.
Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
This might change the minds. I like to read the misconnections on Craigslist.
Misconnections.
It's, people will say, like, I saw you at La Brea and Beverly. You turned right. We had a moment. Here's my info. And then you can contact that person. But I have a friend named Sharon that used to, like, weekly be like, I looked, still not on there. No one's missing me. This is ridiculous. And so I started reading these. They are amazing. Some really wackadoodle stuff.
Oh, okay. Now, what are the actual odds that the person you had that connection with at a stoplight is going to also get on Craigslist and look in the misconnections?
Infinitesimal, I would guess.
Yes, I would think so. I mean, this is just a last ditch. Like,
hold
nothing.
On, you're also hold talking on, about hold on, a guy. Hold on. He just said say it.
Infinitesimal.
Yes.
What?
Well done.
Yes.
Again, with that word.
Okay. But Bean's point was there's two cars and one of the odds that they're both gonna go to Craigslist and look at that.
I mean, you might as well go and just yell into a canyon.
You guys you both have met my neighbor Greg.
Yes. Yes. Love him.
Worked for him.
Really?
Craigslist worked for him. Yep.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Wow. That's shocking.
Right. It is shocking.
Shocking that any of us know anyone that this worked for.
Well, let me read some of these, and maybe you're going to say, oh, well, that would work for me.
Okay.
First, I'm going to start, though, with my all-time favorite one.
You have an all-time favorite
which
one.
Which is what got me into this.
Okay.
Here's the title. You farted in Trader Joe's. You were the tall brunette with a near-perfect body that farted in the bread section last night. I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, was that you? You quickly replied, no, it wasn't me. You almost seemed insulted I would ask. as a stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of ciabatta bread. You proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. You're beautiful, even if you're a liar and fart like a Clydesdale. I'd love to meet up sometime.
That's pretty awesome.
It's the greatest thing ever.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
All right.
Am I pouring water on our foot if I say, there's no way in a million years any of that happened?
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because then we're going to get into some of these. But here's my point with Craigslist.
Okay.
Don't do what this guy did.
Okay.
This is Man for Woman in Glendale. Adorable cashier at Glendale Avenue Vons. Right there. No, that's not a misconnection. You know where she works.
You know where she is, so go there.
Get off my phone.
Right? You just threw your paperwork.
I threw that paper because that one doesn't work. This is a great misconnection.
So this is basically the only way you could ever connect with this person is this way.
Is if she sees this, you write this,
and
that
type
of thing.
And what are the odds of that?
Again, if you met my neighbor Greg.
That's crazy.
It is. Universal Horror Night. Were you that girl wearing flip-flops? I have to admit, you were the only girl I noticed at Horror Nights in flip-flops. As I saw your feet partially dirty, most likely, I would assume, from the terror tram walkthrough. I imagine how your feet would be holding up in flip-flops at Horror Night, since I know a lot of people probably stepped on your toes.
You know you're calling it Horror Night, right? Just pointing that out.
That's what he's hoping.
Horror.
Let me know if you're interested in that foot massage I mentioned as we discussed your experience. Okay.
Wow.
All right, flip-flop lady, if you were chatting with some dude that's like, I can't believe you're wearing flip-flops, I'd rope your feet. And then you got, you know, separated.
What are the chances that now that person is listening to you read the misconnections and then they get together? You might be,
this is
you're Cupid.
Thank you. And then sometimes you read them and they take a turn. Office Depot, Northridge, 9 p.m. on 10-6. Man for woman. You were first trying to find headphones for your iPhone. I tried to help you briefly. Then you smiled at me at the register on your way out. You combed your lovely long blonde hair, waved later from your 4x4 pickup truck as we got in our cars. I should have told you, one, you're beautiful. Two, you're kind-hearted. Three, thank you for taking a moment to be a decent human being and make me feel like somebody thinks I'm valued. If you just want to have a decent friend, maybe two of us.
I'm outside.
Go to social friends.
In your driveway.
Give me a holler. My wife and I are very much into people. Wait, hold on.
That took a turn.
In the last sentence.
That's great.
So, Office Depot.
Hold on, Allie. I have to ask. Mm-hmm. If you, the next time you're on Miss Connections, I don't know how many times a week you go there, but if you saw someone describing you, would you get in touch with them? Would you reach out to them?
Have you met me?
Yes, but you also love.
She's afraid she's going to get murdered
by people I know.
Right, but you love Miss Connections. Wouldn't this be the sweetest ending to your affection for this classified section?
San Gabriel Valley, pregnant beauty at Walmart.
I'm sorry, pregnant beauty.
To the beautiful pregnant woman who followed me into Walmart Saturday afternoon. You followed me in. I couldn't help but notice your big, beautiful, round belly. Looks like you're about to pop. If you're interested, I would totally rub down that belly of yours with cocoa butter. Okay, just
is it possible that works?
Never.
Allie is telling us, even if it is as low as the odds are, even if somebody misconnections her, she's not even going to respond to it.
Even if
she sees it, she won't respond.
Okay,
so
the odds that two people are going to see it that are involved in the same thing, and then that person, both of them have to be willing to then meet up later.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of people don't have the walls built up that I do.
That's correct.
And congratulations.
I've never met high. You're Donald Trump wall high. It's crazy.
All right. Here's one that although they know where each other is, they've never talked, so this might work. You missed out on our little game this morning, Man for Woman, Equinox, downtown L.A. I know when you stretch, you purposely put your ass in my face. I've seen you watching me as well. We've played this game two or three times now. I went commando to the gym for you today. You weren't there. LOL. I took a pic if you want to see it. Oh, dear.
Wow, that went
south
fast.
It did go south fast. There's just some pretty good ones out there. And this one, I have to say, respect to this Uber driver. Because, he knows your information.
Okay.
He could get in touch with you.
True.
He's choosing not to because creepy. Emily, I gave you a ride to your mom's house in Brentwood from your work in Santa Monica on Sunday. We talked about everything from your sister to O.J. Simpson getting out of jail. I feel like we had a really funny, cute conversation, and I thought you were adorable. I'm always weary about asking a passenger for their info, or I would totally have asked you out. I think you might have thought the same thing because you awkwardly said, well, have a nice life, as you were getting out.
Is have a nice life good or bad?
I think she might have, if this is how it happened, she was kind of hoping he'd be like, hey, let's go out. Because I don't get out of an Uber and be like, well, have a nice life and kind of linger.
Yeah.
Sounds like Emily was lingering.
All right.
If you see this, I'm 100% positive you'll know this ad is about you. So message me. I mean, I can hook you up with free Uber rides after all. So Emily, Uber rider.
Right.
If you went to your mom's house in Brentwood from your work in Santa Monica on Sunday, I got a man for you.
All right.
Look at you.
Hey, we saw the Big Sick. We know sometimes it works out when you hook up with your Uber driver.
And her name is Emily.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:37.
Give me a little Star Wars, would you please? A little Star Wars theme for... Yeah.
Last night, a lot of reason to watch Monday Night Football, even if you weren't a Vikings fan, because they debuted the new, and I assume, Allie, final trailer for The Last Jedi?
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, because we're getting close here now. It's coming out on December 15th. Tickets went on sale last night. It sounds like you already got yours.
Of course.
Right?
She got it for like 5 days in a row.
I did. I got it for a Thursday night, the night before it officially comes out.
Sure.
Like
We're going to do this again. We did this for Rogue One. I think we did it for Force Awakens. And we need to reach out to our Star Wars super fans right now because we all saw the trailer and loved it, but I know that we didn't get nearly as much out of it as you did. We need the frame-by-framers to give us a call right now at 1-800-520-106. I know you hate this, Alan.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Let it breathe. Let it be. Watch the trailer. Enjoy it. Go, whoa, I have questions. And then you know what? Have your questions answered on December 15th.
It will.
To break down each part, I just,
okay, but even if it's not a breakdown, how about just, it's fun to see new stuff. Like, it's fun to see Supreme Leader Snoke now in the flesh rather than just as a hologram. I mean, that's the type of thing that a Star Wars fan goes, oh my God, like I couldn't already be excited, more excited than I am. But okay. Now that's just one more question. Cool thing to look forward to.
All right.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, all this does is give us more reasons to count down to December 15th. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Okay.
Kevin, you saw the trailer.
Yes.
What did you think?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible.
There's a lot going on with the Force, man. I do have one. Sorry. There's a lot going on with that Force.
All right. See, that's the kind of insight you're going to get from this program.
Well, this is why I'm not the guy. That's why we're taking the Star Wars super fans at 1-800-520-1067.
All right. Are we playing
the trailer? Let's go through it.
Sure. All right. Okay. This is music.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power.
All right, now, so that is Supreme Leader Snoke, who, by the way, is Andy Serkis' character, if I remember correctly, right? Andy Serkis is doing Snoke, right?
I don't know.
Okay. He's talking about...
But we don't see him yet, do we? Mm-hmm.
Not yet, okay. No. He's at the end.
Okay.
He's talking about who? Is he talking about Kylo Ren there with the raw power, do we think?
No.
No,
he's talking about Rey.
He's talking
Good
about Rey.
Lord.
Yeah, he's talking about Rey.
This is why I'm asking.
Right. All right, let's continue.
And beyond that... truly special.
All right, so now we go to the island, right? She's on the island, and she's got the taser thing.
Yeah, because you think he's talking about
taser thing, oh Kevin.
Okay, I'm leaving.
How about lightsaber?
That's what I meant.
How about lightsaber?
That's what I meant. Lightsaber.
All right, so let me ask you this.
All right,
I'm not talking to the bad man now, Allie. I'm just talking to you. Is this Luke's lightsaber that she brought back to the island?
Here's the thing. You hear Snoke. He could be talking about Kylo Ren. Mm-hmm. But then with what Luke says here, you think, oh, maybe Snoke's talking about Rey because Luke's talking about Rey. What? Again, questions.
Yeah.
music.
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. So that's Rey coming to terms with the Force Awakening, if you'll pardon the pun, in her. She's learning about her powers much like Luke did when he went and learned under Yoda, right?
Yes.
That's what that's about?
Yes.
My question before was, is that Luke's lightsaber that she brought back to him, or is that now her own lightsaber that she is learning on?
Does
could
that,
it be the same thing?
Does that matter?
It could be. Who knows? I heard talk. Well, let's talk to Dan. Maybe Dan can answer the question because he's in Pico Rivera.
Not playing it yet.
I know, but that's okay. He can weigh in here. Dan, Pico Rivera, Star Wars fan. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good morning, everyone.
Morning. So your thoughts?
Oh my God, I watched it and I had to rewind it 5 times to watch it. Oh, actually, 3 or 4 times by myself. Then I called my daughters in to watch it with me, and we all got the chills watching it.
Right. Same. So then, do you have any input for us?
I noticed that when Rey was giving the lightsaber to Luke, it looked like it was damaged, and so I'm thinking that when he lost it on Bespin, it probably didn't work. So I'm thinking part of the training is also Rey trying to create her own or fix Luke's lightsaber so that it becomes her own lightsaber as well.
I don't hate that. That sounds good.
I heard somebody say last night that the lightsaber was white, though, and it was the first time we had seen a white lightsaber.
Well, in the original movies, they did white because it was hard to do colored special effects, and then later on in the special editions, they added in the colors again.
Don't act like this isn't real, first of all.
Dan, what is your biggest question that you can't wait to have answered in The Last Jedi?
Oh, my God. Well, from the trailer, I hope this doesn't happen that way, but it hinted that Kylo might kill his mom, in which case, that brought me to near tears.
Oh, my God.
Seeing Princess Leia, I was sobbing. And then when he's flying and he's about to press that button and just annihilate his mother, I was like, I can't take it.
But there was a hint in his face that he couldn't do it.
Yeah. And then at the end of the trailer, you're like, oh, my God, does she go to the dark side? Or, plot twist, does she bring him to the light? What? That's what I'm saying, right? Who's with me?
I'm with you, Allie, 100%.
I like it.
Dan, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Rob, Newport Beach, up next, line 3 here on the Kevin Beach Show. Rob, help us from listening to Allie talk to herself.
I love Allie. She's a true Star Wars fan. I love her.
Yes, she is. That. All right, so what are your thoughts? You've seen The Last Jedi 100 times since last night. What's going on in your head?
You know, there's a lot of trips to these trailers nowadays, and I'm still leaning on the rumor that Rey's going dark and Kylo's.
That's what it looks like. It looked like near the end that she's going to be trained by Kylo Ren.
You would think, wouldn't you?
That's what it looks like.
There's a lot of hints in the canon. Allie would know that going in that this is the inevitable. Mm-hmm. And but I'm really looking forward to seeing Lando at the funeral.
I'm looking forward to seeing Finn and Phasma.
Yeah.
Hello? Dress, he's like, Imperial officer uniform with his lightsaber going up.
Taser.
Okay, yes, his taser, his light-up thing, Kevin. But that one clip of him and Phasma, I literally was like, wow! Can't wait for that. This movie, I am beyond.
Yeah.
Well, look, really?
Look, it's going to be great.
I don't know if you can tell.
And Rian Johnson's a great director, and there's nothing to not love. But I have to ask you guys, because we're almost out of time, and I hate this because we have so many great calls on the line. But
Poe Dameron? Yeah, I would. Thanks for
asking. Not that.
No?
Your Porg thoughts.
I didn't mind the little Porg.
Really?
He's Chewie's buddy. Chewie have a buddy. My God, he's been through enough.
Who's captaining that ship? Who's running the Millennium Falcon now? Is Chewie still the first officer?
Absolutely.
And who's running it? Who's the pilot? Chewie.
Look, if characters like Porg work, they're awesome.
Yeah.
But if they don't work, they're Jar Jar Binks.
Wow.
No.
And this doesn't look like
put that on.
This doesn't look like Porg. That. It looks great to me.
Yeah.
All right. For folks who haven't gotten their tickets yet, Allie, are all the pre-sales are gone, I imagine, probably for first couple of days.
I don't think so.
No, they went on sale last night.
Yeah,
a lot of people weren't thinking they could order them now. So.
All right.
Plus, they showed so many places.
Yes.
All right. Get on it, you guys. Get your tickets. Rob, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Star Wars.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:55.
Reason to listen to the Kevin and Bean Show today for two great bands. Depeche Mode tickets for their shows coming up at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend. We got those for you at 9 a.m. And before that, breakfast with Foo Fighters.
Sunday grill. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Huge.
Can't wait. Early. Going to be performing live, interview, performance, the whole deal. It's coming up next on K-Rock. First, though, Allie Zimmer up with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
This Harvey Weintraub situation. Weintraub?
Yeah, that's odd.
Wow. How's everyone?
It's Jerry Weintraub the rest and Harvey Weinstein.
The rest of us are good.
Jerry's a pretty good guy. Let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. Not good.
No.
A lot of fallout. People speaking up from Meryl Streep to Dame Judi Dench. A lot of people not speaking out that have penises, which is concerning.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that.
George Clooney has. He spoke out yesterday and said it's indefensible. That's the only word you can use. But when I saw this headline from The Guardian reached out to 26 male actors and directors to comment on Harvey Weinstein. None responded. That's a huge freaking problem, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And they should be every bit as vocal as the ladies are. This is not a woman-only problem.
They should almost be more vocal, Bean.
Okay. I think the technicality is, though, they have to say if it's true or if he did it. Otherwise,
admitted to doing it.
He did admit it. Okay.
So
because it was sort of a weird admission to me.
All they have to do is come out and say, I worked with him. I didn't see any of this, but it is indefensible.
Right.
And
yeah.
We need to do something as a community in Hollywood.
I agree.
To make sure this never happens again. But The Guardian reached out to representatives of actors who have starred in his films, including Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Colin Firth, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis, Russell Crowe, George Clooney, Ewan McGregor, as well as Tarantino, Ryan Coogler. Like, the names are astounding.
And no, none of them.
Silent. As of right now, Clooney did speak out, but, I mean, what? Come on. He can't hurt you now. Now's the time to come out and say something.
Yeah.
Ashley Judd did the heavy lifting. Rose McGowan did the heavy lifting. Come on out. All right.
I agree.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, Donna Karen, speaking of you, I don't know if you saw this news yesterday. It was pretty interesting. Donna Karen was asked about her relationship.
She is a fashion designer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She said, quote, to see it here in our own country is very difficult, but I also think, how do we display ourselves? How do we present ourselves as women? What are we asking? Are we asking for it by presenting all the sensuality and sexuality?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sure did.
No.
She then added she knows Weinstein and his wife, Georgina, and described them as a wonderful couple. This, by the way, is on tape.
Wow.
In a statement later, she apologized and said her remarks were taken out of context and don't represent her feelings. I, again, say... These are on tape.
Yeah.
How do you... She says she believes sexual harassment is not acceptable, and this is an issue that must be addressed once and for all, regardless of the individual.
What about how women dress, she said?
We're asking for it.
That's crazy.
From a fashion designer.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
It's insane. I'm going to just say, Donna Karen, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you lost your freaking mind when asked this question. But maybe make it right.
Same with the rest of those guys.
Every Packers, single one of them. Yeah, Matt Damon,
make it right.
I love you. You're one of my favorites. You have a huge voice in Hollywood. Ben Affleck, you got some issues.
I mean, massholes, right?
Massholes is what I'm saying. For me to be mad at massholes. You guys, Derek Fisher booted off last night.
Oh,
Dancing
no.
with the Stars. I
was
know.
So invested in that.
You were so invested in him.
I mean, I just found out 10 seconds ago he was on Dancing with the Stars, so I haven't even had time to be devastated.
I'm going to give you some time because we have some Foo Fighters to listen
All
to.
All right.
Let's get
All
to
right.
it.
From anger to Foo Fighters, I like today. David Lee Roth, 63. Bradley Whitford, 58. Wendy McClendon Covey is 48. Mario Lopez, 44. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 43. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the Showbiz Beat.
Breakfast with Foo Fighters next.
Try something new for breakfast.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Foo Fighters.
World famous K-Rock.
What's up, party people? Kevin and Bean here.
This is the very coolest. Thank you so much for spending your breakfast with us. It's great to see you. How do you guys feel about breakfast with Foo Fighters?
Up every morning. I like to do this first thing in the morning, especially after a big long weekend of rock festival. That's like my favorite thing. Times like these, hey, what?
all my life I've been teaching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies. Getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the road. All night long I dream for the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling of something to hold when I lose my grip. We'll find something in there to give it just what I need. Another reason to bleed. One by one hitting up my sleeve. One by one hitting up my. Come on! Down on my knees. If I get any closer, and if you open up wide, and if you let me inside, on and on, I got nothing to hide. On and on, I got nothing to hide.
see me. Looking for a sign of life. Looking for something to help me find out right. Looking for a complication. Looking till the tide tide. Patience, it can wait one night. Give it all away if you give me one last try. And really, if I'll be ever try, if you just save my life, wanna tell the angels of everything. Alright! Look into the sky, see me. Looking for a sign.
Here on the world famous K-Rock.
Woo!
Quick break. Be back with more. Taking your questions too here on the world famous K-Rock.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Jab.
Foo Fighters.
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Foo Fighters.
K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Breakfast with Foo Fighters, you guys. I mean, come on. Thanks for coming. Good night. That was a hell of a way to start the show here this morning, you guys. You just came out and just boom, boom, boom. Just hit it hard, man.
You know, I get up early and I just want to rock.
Well, as you mentioned, you're here this week after a triumphant weekend out at your festival. And would that be a great place to start? How many of y'all were at the Cal Jam on Saturday? Right?
All right. Oh. So the first question somebody asked from this side was, are they going to do it again next year?
You know, we actually, as we were setting it up, it started getting better and better and better. Like, right. Oh, there's a water park. Oh, there's the old school van show. Oh, there's, you know, Ferris wheel. And there's Queens of the Stone Age. We're like, we got to do this next year, too.
I mean, I heard you say that from the stage several times.
I mean,
So, in a way, you're committed.
I guess so.
Well, what was it, though, that made you guys look at the current environment where there's 1 million rock show festivals out there and go, ooh, we need another one?
I mean, I don't even think we took any of that into consideration because we don't really pay attention to what's going on. Yeah, there's a couple other festivals, Pat. Yeah. I mean, you know, I really thought it would be cool to have a festival that was just a bunch of, like, young and established rock bands. So to me, like, I'd love seeing Cage the Elephant. I'd love seeing Queens of Stone Age and Liam and Royal Blood. It was cool to see those bands. But then there were bands on the side stages that were just, you know, bands like Wolf Alice and Starcrawler. There were some really amazing bands. And that's what I dig the most is when you see the younger bands just killing it. You know, just as hard as bands that have been around for 20 years.
And did you guys picked all the bands? Are you the promoters?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't...
Like if Liam Gallagher wanted another water, they come to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
He came to us for a lot of things.
I'll bet not a lot of water.
He came to us to come together, if you remember.
All right, let's...
I love Liam Gallagher, by the way.
We all love Liam Gallagher. Let's talk about Come Together. It was apparent that he had never heard the song before, right? I mean, we can all agree on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird words in that song. I mean, you can't just do it. You have to have the words there. And he wasn't going to do it with us. At first he was going to, and then he said, no, my voice is wrecked, I can't do it. And then we went into it, and Dave's like, no, Liam's coming. And then he walked out, as he does. Like, only, like, Mr. Jefferson and Liam can walk. You know, that walk. And he had his hoodie over in his classic. Give me a big kiss on the lips. And then went out there and was Liam Gallagher.
And he had a scroll out in front of him, and yet he got all the words wrong.
It's
so much better that
it
way.
It didn't even matter. It was Liam Gallagher. All we wanted was Liam Gallagher on stage with us.
It was a
we
personality didn't care how. All right, let's talk about another special guest. What's with you and effing Rick Astley? I mean, what is... I mean, it's bordering on obsession.
I mean, do you want the whole story?
I really do.
Okay.
All right. It was cute, and then I thought, well, that was fun, and then it happened again, and then it happened again, and now he's in the band.
Okay, so here's the deal. There aren't enough Foo Fighters, clearly.
Right.
We're like the Allman Brothers at this point. There's like 15 people in the band. So we were doing this show at a festival in Japan. And at the same time, we were being asked to record a cover song for the BBC.
Right.
And so we thought, oh, we should do Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. So we get to Japan, and we look at the poster for the show, and it was the craziest lineup ever. It was like Foo Fighters and Baby Metal and Kesha and Rick Astley. And we were just like, oh, my God, this is insane, man. So we always have a jam room backstage so that before we go on, we can warm up. And so Taylor and I are like, we got to learn this Rick Astley song, man, because we got to record it when we get home. So we start playing around with it. Then the other guys come in, and then it kind of turns into Smells Like Teen Spirit because they're sort of exactly the same song. Like, the arrangement is exactly the same. So we're, like, mixing it up, and we're like, oh, do the drum part thing, and then you do the guitar thing, and we're cracking up. And so we did it, like, 5 times in a row because it was so funny. And then we went on stage 20 minutes later. We're playing our set. It's at the stadium, and I look, and I see Rick Astley on the side of the stage. Never met him before. You could see him from a mile away.
Sure, of course.
He looks exactly the same. And I'm sitting there in the middle of a song like, oh, my God, Rick Astley's on the side of the stage. It's amazing. So in the middle of the song, I run over him, going like, hey, man, I'm Dave. And he's like, I'm Rick. And I'm like, I know. And so I just said, hey, do you want to come out and do that song with us? And he's like, sure. And we had never met, and we had just learned it 45 minutes before that. And there was a stadium full of people, and he had the balls to come out and do it. And he killed it. And so after that, we spent all night hanging out, and he's the coolest guy in the world. And then we're like, okay, well, we'll be in London in a couple of weeks. And he came and did it there. I mean, when he does that song in London, it's like...
Right?
Oh.
Biggest thing ever. I mean, no lie, that song is great.
Dude.
It's not a joke.
Look, I don't believe in guilty pleasure. You like a song, like the song.
Amen.
Ain't nobody doesn't like the Never Gonna Give You Up song. Serious.
It sounds like he's stalking you now, though. Is that true?
I kind of feel like we're stalking him.
Okay, all right.
We're not getting Rick rolled, we're foo rolling him.
Well, he's getting foo rolled.
Congratulations, by the way, for putting that lineup together and throwing that festival with those beautiful vibes, man. It was great. Real quick, before we take a break, because we got many more questions, and the guys are going to play a bunch of songs here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. So call in sick to school or work. This is going to take a long time. Tell me about the museum. You guys put together a little exhibit museum there at the Cal Jam Grounds, too.
Yeah, we thought that we'd... I mean, it started with the throne. Like, just put the throne out there, right? And let everybody sit in it, like Santa Claus at the mall, you know?
But then I heard the cast was there, and I was like, I don't want to see the cast. Well, that's going to be gross.
Good thing it was enclosed in glass, like a humidor.
Right.
Then everyone just... They asked if we'd all dig up stuff from over the last 22 years. And what did you give?
I felt so weird about being part of a museum that I just was like, I don't know. What would people want?
Yeah.
And then they're like, your old shoes. And I'm like, okay.
Anybody got time for that?
Yeah. But it's hard for you to see yourself as anything that you would have would be that interesting to people.
Yeah, you're just a dude.
I mean, if there was like a Queen museum and Roger Taylor's like, you know, first snare drum was right there, I'd be like, oh my God, look at it. For like an hour. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I...
Pat's very first guitar was in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old were you, Pat, when you got that guitar?
Oh.
32.
20?
Oh, okay. All right.
But that was like the Germs guitar and the Nirvana guitar.
I didn't have a guitar in the Germs, but it was... Oh. It was my final show with the Germs guitar.
Got it.
It's like, this is my last show ever. I'm finally going to buy that guitar.
Well, good times. Congratulations again on the festival, you guys. It was great.
Thank you.
It was great.
All right. You want to play another song?
Please.
Let's play another song.
Yeah.
Breakfast with Foo Fighters on K-Rock.
The sky is a neighborhood. So creep it down.
A star burned out. Someone coming up ahead. Don't look now. Now you can share.
Yeah!
Oh, my dear, heaven is a big bang now. Gotta get to sleep somehow. Banging on the ceiling, banging on the ceiling. Keep it down. Oh, my dear, heaven is a big bang now. Gotta get to sleep somehow. Banging on the ceiling, banging on the ceiling. Keep it down. The sky is a place for my
I'd like you to meet Breakfast.
Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Foo Fighters.
The most important meal.
The world famous K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock. Foo Fighters are here. You're here. It's our latest Breakfast with. Thank you so much for joining us, by the way. Don't forget, you can watch the thing at krock.com. You can hear the whole thing again this afternoon at 5 o'clock on K-Rock HD 2 as well. Guys, another good place to start now might be talking about Concrete and Gold. Congratulations. Another number one album. Now, does that mean something to y'all when you see that? Obviously, it feels good, but, I mean, do you have a party for that or what?
Did we have a... No, we didn't. Did we?
No, I don't even know where... I didn't...
Yeah, our album went to number one. Did you know that?
What does that even mean anymore?
Well, it meant that you sold more records
well,
than
with
anyone
streaming,
else.
You know, I mean, there's this...
You guys streamed 4 million times yesterday.
No, but this is interesting, and you probably know this, Dave. You're a businessman. 90-something...
Look at me.
You're running an empire, man.
That's right.
90-something percent of the sales of the Foo Fighters Concrete and Gold record were actual people buying the album. Yeah. And then the rest of them were streamers. So these are people who put enough value in the collection of songs and saying, I'm not just going to pop in and stream a song here or there. I want the whole thing and I want to own it.
It's because old people don't know how to
stream.
That's
our target demographic right there. People that don't know how to use the remote control.
Well, I thought it was nice to see you at number one. I wish you enjoyed it more.
Thank you. We do.
Wish you guys had a good time.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
We're so spoiled.
I mean, hey, I will tell you this. Doing the morning show on K-Rock, every single time you guys put out a song, it was a big deal to us.
Yeah.
We loved it, and we would play it and play it because it's
you.
Just fantastic to have a band like you to play.
Thanks, man. I mean...
It really is.
It's funny because, you know, over the years, your goals and aspirations, like, it kind of changes a little bit. I think maybe when you're younger, you have a little bit more of that, like... competitive spirit, like, I hope that, you know, I want to beat out Coldplay at the number one spot or whatever. But then over time, it's like, first of all, you can't get greedy. You know, we've been around a long time and we've accomplished a lot of amazing things. So when you go to make a record, it's like, cool, you just want to make a great record. And then you go to play a show, like today, it's like, this is a killer show. Those kind of things, that makes, you know. And the other stuff, I mean, it does blow me away that, like, we were on the cover of Rolling Stone recently, and we did, right. The photographer, Mark Seliger, was the guy that took the picture on the cover of Rolling Stone the first time Nirvana was on the cover.
Wow.
And I sort of looked at him, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're old. But I also thought, like, you know, we've kind of grown up together in a way that over the years it's just kind of kept going. And it's just nice to survive, you know, just to be able to still be here to do it.
You're doing more than surviving, though, I would like to
suggest. Yeah, you're thriving. Is it tough, having said that, you go into the studio, you go, all right, album 9, is it? What do we have left to say? I mean, you really don't, you don't want to repeat yourself,
right?
But you want to make a great record.
You know, it is.
It gets harder every time, I imagine.
I was actually just reading this interview with Tom Petty recently where someone asked him the same question, and he's like, you know, it gets a little bit harder because in all those years, you've covered a lot of ground. So it's not like you want to return to things that you've done in the past, but you do want to make sure that when you're doing it, it's coming from a real place. And I think that's the most important part. When we start writing music and I start writing lyrics, like, it comes from a real place. And that's what keeps the, you know, it's what keeps the ticker going.
Now, you start by coming up with ideas, then you bring them to the band, and sort of everybody fleshes them out and makes a song out of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever had something that you just love, and every single one of these guys is like, you know what?
Not feeling it.
I don't know. Have we?
I don't know. Pat's laughing.
About the opposite. Where we'll all love something and Dave will be like, yeah.
All right, we're Breakfast with Foo Fighters. The band's going to play again in a minute. Let's squeeze in a quick question from the audience, shall we, since it's Breakfast with Miss Allie McKay. You are out there somewhere. Who do you have with you?
I'm right here. We've got a woman named Annie. She's not an ordinary fan. She is California State's Middle School Principal of the Year.
Right on, man.
That uses your music not only to inspire the kids, but the faculty. How do you do that?
Wow.
Well, I have pictures of you, your band, and your lyrics in every classroom. At graduation, we sing times like these. Parents talk to me in Foo Fighters lyrics. It is unbelievable. What?
If we send our kids to that school, will they get straight A's? 99%
of the kids at my school pass every class because
of you. All right, take it easy, ma'am.
Oh, man.
She is preaching the righteous power of rock and roll, Dave,
right
there, thanks to you guys.
Just knowing that she's the principal already scares the out of me. So I'm just going to nod and smile.
You might be in trouble.
Well, my mother was a public school teacher for 35 years.
And I've been, too. 35 years. This is my last year.
Oh, congratulations. Well, I wouldn't say congratulations because I know you love it. But teachers are, I mean, I grew up with teachers. All my mother's friends were teachers, and I mow their lawns, and I babysit their kids and the whole deal. But teachers are an incredible breed of human beings because,
indeed.
You know, it's true. Like, I know for a fact that the way you deal with kids is you just want to see kids learn how to learn and move on. You know what I mean? And when you meet, like, when you meet a teacher who has that altruistic nature that's just like, I just want to get the kid through. I just want to get the kid through. The one that, like, really engages the kid and not just the blackboard, but it's about each individual kid. That's awesome. I have a lot of respect for you.
Annie,
thank you, Dave. I'd like to say one more thing, too, and that's that a lot of times they have to give up the idea of making a ton of dough if they're going to be a teacher, and that's a shame.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean, they feel like they need to do it. If
right.
It's really in their heart, then, you know.
I'm glad you came. Good. I'm glad you got a chance to tell the guys how much they
make. Let's ask
Annie
how much she makes.
All right.
I don't think that's necessary, Ali.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Breakfast with Foo Fighters is happening here. HD Radio Sound Space at K-Rock. Who wants some more rock and roll from Foo Fighters?
Confession to make, I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break, holding you. Were you born to resist or be abused? We so won't get in the best, the best, the best, the best of you. Someone get in the best, the best, the best, the best of you. Are you gone and on to someone new? Why need each other?
I'm no fool. I'm getting tired of starting again somewhere new. Where you gonna resist or be abused? That's what I'm gonna give it. I refuse one time. So I'm getting the best, the best, the best, the best in you. So I'm getting the best, the best, the best, the best in you. So I'm taking the facts, betrayal, the pain you feel. You trust, you ask, you fail. Getting the best, the best, the best, the best in you.
Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Foo Fighters, K-Rock.
It is Breakfast with the Foo Fighters. We're back with the guys. Welcome. You can stream this again for 24 hours at krock.com.
Oh, very cool.
All right, let me see. You mentioned school teachers, by the way. You know, we had your mom on as a guest on the show when she was promoting her book.
Yes, I remember.
She's delightful.
She's amazing.
Did she introduce you to Dr. Dre or any of her cool friends?
No, but she did. There were a couple times where I'd call her and say, how's it going? She's like, oh, I'm so busy. There's just, I have to do this and then I have to do that. And actually, I have to go because I have a conference call with Dr. Dre. I was like, who are you?
You guys have a tour coming up for Concrete and Gold. Get ready to start here in a few days. But you have been playing some awesome gigs lately, some very weird gigs like this one here today. But tell me about the Acropolis.
Oh, dude, Acropolis. Go,
Chris.
Oh, the Acropolis.
Chris gets two mics.
Yeah, that was a weird one. There was a point during that show, you know, I always chew gum on stage. It's like I think everybody does. But there was a point in that show where I turn around and spit my gum out and realize, I just spit that on the Acropolis. Whoops.
On a lot of dead Greek guys.
Yeah, I spit that on history.
Well, that's going to be on TV coming up, and that's part of a new special that Chad Smith is behind. We're going to have him in on the show in a couple of weeks to talk about it. He recorded a whole bunch of bands in cool venues all over the world, and that looks awesome.
He's a regular Barbara Walters, that guy.
I mean, there can't
be. I didn't see that coming.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry.
No.
We've known Chad for 25
years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There can't be many venues you've wanted to play that you haven't played, I would imagine, right? I mean, once you've done
there's one that you don't want to play because you know it's your last gig.
Okay.
Nebworth, yeah, can't don't, do that. Yeah. That's Kiss of Death. Can't kiss do Nebworth.
That's the last gig for last Queen gig.
Wow.
Led Zeppelin
way
gig.
To bring us down, Taylor.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, but wait, you're serious, right?
Well, I didn't mean to egg fart the room, but like, seriously. So that's true. We're not going to play Nebworth.
Okay. All right. Never. Fair enough.
All right.
Until we put it on it'll be on the itinerary. Nobody will say anything.
Oh, no. I guess we're done.
All right. Let's head out back to the audience again. Allie, you got another one for us?
All right. We've got Nancy here.
Hi. What's up? Guys, I love you. I lost my voice. I killed you. I'm still recovering. What are you guys going to be for Halloween? And can I be with you? Yeah. Can I be the first to give you your candy?
Oh, just don't throw it at my face. I got the things on the face for a long time after we made that video. I have a family full of Stranger Things fans.
Okay.
Sure.
So I have one daughter who's already shaved her head and looks like 11 from Stranger Things. Then I have another daughter that's going to be a different version of 11, the one with the wig. But I kind of want to be the kid with the baseball hat and the like curly hair.
Dustin,
yeah.
I think I'm going to be Dustin.
Are you going to trick or treat with him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
I mean, go up to the door and ask for candy?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah.
I don't know. Should I do that?
That's a little creepy.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of hair... This band, by the way, may have the best rock hair in the business.
Absolutely.
You got
right?
You got all these beards. You got the mustaches. You got it all. Some eyebrows, too. I wonder, do you have a guy who travels with you that takes care of the whole band, or is everybody responsible for their own haircuts on the band, on the road?
It's Nate.
Well, no, Nate's doing the trimming.
What's that?
So Pat's the beauty school dropout.
That's right. Pat is a beauty school dropout.
He's got a little bit of experience.
All right. One more question for me then that I've always wanted to ask, and I can't believe I've never asked you guys this before, but you are the maybe the biggest rock band in the world right now.
I don't think so.
I think you might be.
Come on.
Now,
I mean, I know it feels weird for you, but it's true. So I'm going to take your answer. You guys get together and definitively answer this long-standing rock and roll question, okay? Is it cool or a faux pas to wear your band's T-shirt to your show? What do you think when you look out in the crowd and you see Foo Fighters T-shirts? Yay or nay?
Like audience members?
Audience members, yeah.
I'm all about it, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know that the stigma from other people is, oh, you can't wear that band to their own show.
This band was never cool, you know?
Right.
And as we've gotten older, we've gotten even less cool.
Look at that.
And
you're both wearing the same thing.
Exactly. Awkward. I mean...
Nate, you?
When bands on stage are wearing their own shirts.
We just played with Joe Perry, and he had the Aerosmith leather jacket on.
It's amazing.
You can't argue with that.
Or Lemmy
from Motorhead. I mean, had a Motorhead shirt on all the time. And...
All right, it's been settled then. Now you guys know. You never have to wonder again.
I didn't even think that was a question.
Oh, it's a thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
That's cool.
All right, we got time to play another song, you guys? What do you think?
Quickly, yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Foo Fighters on K-Rock.
Let's do this kind of mellow. Want to? Just sort of break it down?
I'm good.
I think there's sweat in my belly button. You okay with that, T? Feel free to join in if you know something. Talk about, take those pictures down, shake it out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. There goes my hero. He's ordinary.
some making up to do. Let's hear it. Never mind. I know you guys are nuts. Let's sing it one more time. Sing it with you, with us.
The Kevin and Bean Show's Breakfast with Foo Fighters.
K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe this is happening, but Breakfast with Foo Fighters on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We are here in the HD Radio sound space. By the way, and Dave, I think I mentioned this to you before we started, but the other guys may not know this. It was almost exactly 10 years ago that we last did Breakfast with Foo Fighters. January of 2008, we did it on your birthday at the Roxy, I want to say.
Right.
I remember.
At the Roxy, yeah.
So let's do it again in 10 years. Let's just make this the tradition. What do you
think? Let's not wait 10 more years. Okay. Did I just commit to something else? Yeah, sure.
You have a...
You're the best of you.
You have a few more Foo Fighters than you used to. Tell us about that.
It's like a mold within a wall. And you open
about
the wall, and you're like, God, there's a lot of mold in there. Let's tear down the house. And then you call Rami Jaffe, who's...
Hello.
Hey, Rami, tell us what it's like to join a band like this.
Tell you what it's like to be mold in a wall?
Sure.
Well, I was a wallflower. I was in the Wallflowers.
That's right.
I was on the show 30 years ago.
Look at that.
But I'm happy that I molded in with these guys.
Yeah. But you know, Rami's been with us. How long have you been with us? Like
14 years.
14 years.
Yeah, he was a lot of touring at that breakfast show 10 years ago.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Having said all that, with all the foos that Kevin mentioned, you're making this Concrete and Gold album, and it's, you'll just let anybody in on the session, right?
Pretty much.
Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Doesn't matter.
That hack, Paul McCartney.
Guy from 7-Eleven.
Guy from 7-Eleven is on it.
Come on in.
I heard that the Paul McCartney drum thing blew you away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, the guy's talented. He can play every instrument.
Yeah.
But tell me about that session.
Did you know he could play drums that well?
Well, yeah.
He plays drums on...
Back in the USSR, mother effer.
Band on the Run, the entire album. That's him playing drums, yeah.
All right, take it easy.
Wasn't
an assault on you.
You should know better.
Come on, guys. You work in radio.
You're in the music business.
Jeez, I'm saying, he walks in the room. He looks at you. He looks at Dave. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, the song originally, we started writing it, and I thought that Taylor should sing it because Taylor's got a great voice, and he's sung on Foo Fighters records before. I was like, and so I thought,
I'm good for one every once in a while,
just a quickie. And so I thought it'd be great. So I was going to play drums on it, and then
he's actually a
good drummer. I
yeah. Right.
So then our engineer who had recorded Paul before said, we knew that Paul was coming into town. He said, you should ask Paul if he'll play. So I just asked him. And at first he was like, you're crazy. I don't know. And then we saw each other and he asked me about it again and said, what about the song you're thinking? And then I realized he actually wanted to do it. And he came in and I swear we did one take. He'd never heard the song before. We barely explained it to him and he just did it. And he's just such a natural musician.
You didn't rehearse it?
And no, never... no.
Wow.
Dave literally said, okay, here's how it goes. And he started ran through about a third of it. And Paul's just like, oh, man, let's just play it. And literally he sat down behind the drum set. All the guys stood around him. I held the drumstick to kind of go, chorus, verse, and mellow. And he just watched us and watched Dave. I mean, the guy was in the Beatles.
Right. I know
he
that.
Knows what he's doing.
He knows
what he's doing.
You don't have to tell me that.
He's not going to teach us anything. Or he's not going
to... The other way around.
We're not going to teach him anything. Sorry. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Well, there's the pull quote right there.
Taylor Hawkins says, Foo Fighters are better than the Beatles.
That's how it goes.
I never said we were better than the Beatles, and now it's all this.
Well, that must have been such a magic moment. I mean, those are the kinds of moments, Dave, that you must just make you feel so privileged and just so grateful to, you know, to be doing what you're doing. And you look at a guy like Paul, what an inspiration. He's 30 years older than you are.
It's too much to think about while you're doing it, yeah. But you have those moments. Like even the other night when I was on stage next to Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
A Cal Jam, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just you know, sitting there playing, thinking about all the times I air guitared with a tennis racket to an Aerosmith record.
Yeah.
And now I'm standing on stage next to him, and he smells good, and he's cool. You know, you're just like, wow.
And by that point, you can't have smelled good.
No.
You've been playing for a while there.
I smelled like whiskey and Advil.
All right, well, listen, we don't want to cheat you on the rock music because the band is here, and they're plugged in, and they're ready to get right back to you. You want to hear some more? Yeah! Let's do it. Breakfast with Foo Fighters, you guys, on K-Rock.
Here's another new one. I want to hear everybody sing on this one, too, if you know it. Wake up. Run for your life with me. Wake up. Run for your life with me. Come on, sing with me. In another perfect life. In another perfect life. We roll. We roll. We roll.
We roll.
Breakfast with Foo Fighters. K-Rock.
Try something new for breakfast.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Foo Fighters.
World famous K-Rock.
Jeez Louise. You're kind of fun. All right, we're going to do one more. But let me just say that we've been coming here a long time to the K-Rock. Yeah, that's been a long time. Had a lot of fun with these people over the years. They seem like nice people, and we've hung out with them a lot. And actually, if it weren't for K-Rock and the acoustical Christmas show that they have, I never would have met Mr. Taylor Hawkins, our drummer. That was our first date.
I was like, okay, let me tell a story, and then we can play. So Dave Grohl's my hero, obviously, then, and I thought the Foo Fighters' first record was, like, the best record of that year. And I just wanted to be his friend. But I thought, well, he's really cool, and I'm a dork, so he's never going to like me. And I walked past him all scared, and he goes, "Hey, dude, come here." And I was like, "Me?" And he's like, "Yeah, come here." And I went, "Hi, man." And he's like, "Dude, you're really good tonight." And I was like, I walked away going, "He's cool too, man. He's really nice too. I can't believe it. You could be that cool and nice." True.
I don't know where all that niceness went. But I didn't kiss him. Never on the first date.
Nope.
Nope. That was about 20 years ago, more.
96. Christmas K-Rock.
Longest relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
But thanks to the K-Rock people for letting us play. Thank you very much for coming out. That was pretty cool. And I'm just... You what? What? See what? You want to sing with us? Can you sing? Are you a good singer? Okay. You want to sing a song with us? It's only on the radio in front of everybody all over the place. How about take that microphone and sing the choruses with me? Can you do that? Okay, come on up. What's your name? Ashley. What's your last name? Ashley the Stalker. Wait, what did you say?
Esquivel.
Okay.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so scared.
I know, huh?
Me
too. This might suck. I'm not sure what's going on right now. This could be terrible. It's a real crapshoot.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this song. If you are, sing the chorusy things with me, okay? Can you see what you can do?
All right.
All right, ready?
Thank you very much for coming out. Foo Fighters, you guys. You guys are awesome.
That was fun, you guys. Wow.
They love you. They love you. We love you. Thanks, guys.
Well, that was fun, right?
Yeah, until Ashley got up on stage.
Ashley! Ashley Escada, our friend from CNET, you guys, was at the Breakfast with Foo Fighters down the hall in the HD Radio sound space. And I don't believe what I just saw, but at one point before Everlong, you what happened? You yelled out to him? You insisted on barging in on his set or what?
I believe I blacked out. And then I must have yelled, I want to sing with you. And Dave looked right at me and he was like, you want to what? And I was like, I want to sing with you. And then Dave was like, all right, okay, I'll let you. And
now,
I was,
in what universe is it appropriate for an audience member to yell out that I want to get on stage and sing with the band?
We live in the darkest timeline. So I figured, why not?
Why not give it a go?
Yeah.
So what were you hoping when you mouthed off?
You know what? I was genuinely expecting him to be like, that's nice. Enjoy this song. Like, you know, just.
And at least you could say, well, at least I talked to Dave Grohl.
I tried and I talked to Dave Grohl, yeah. Right. No, I really feel like I blacked out. Maybe
so from where I was, I heard him talking and I heard an audience member yelling, but I had no idea who it was. And then Ashley came walking up. I was like, what is happening?
I got on stage and immediately locked eyes with Bean and I'm like, I don't know.
Now, once you got on stage, as great an idea as it must have seemed to you to sing with Dave Grohl, and by the way, you didn't know what song he was going to sing, right?
That's true.
When you came up on stage?
So I had a hunch.
Okay.
But I did not know.
Oh, you did not know. So then, does the reality of the situation, do you snap back in and go, oh my God, holy F, I'm on stage with Foo Fighters?
That's pretty much exactly what happened. And I felt gravity increasing. Like, I felt like everything was coming down on me. And I said, oh God, I hope this doesn't suck. Like, oh, please don't let me
But
be
you
terrible.
Started dancing and he said, she's got moves. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
He said, she's got moves.
She literally was blacked
loud.
Out.
Yep. She was blacked out. She doesn't remember a thing.
I'm going to have to relive it because I vaguely remember it and I can't believe it happened.
Was there any thought in your mind, I may not know all the words to this song?
No matter how well you know a song, to me, I black out when...
No, I got up there and I said, oh God, even if this is Everlong, like, I can't remember anything right now. I don't even know my own name.
All right, so he starts singing and you jump in almost immediately. Like, he had said, hey, random audience member, join me on the chorus, won't you?
He did say that. Yeah, I don't know that you heard that, but he said that.
Oh, he said that, and then he looked at me like expecting me to do something, and I said, I guess I should sing all of it. So I did that. I'm still shaking, and I cannot believe this all occurred.
Ashley sang a duet with Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl. Every word of Everlong, you sang.
I can't believe it.
And then at the end of it, he took his guitar off and he brought you in for a sweet, sweet hug.
A sweet, sweaty hug. Because let me tell you, I am soaking wet. It was so, everybody was rocking out and everybody was soaked, including Dave. So it was really nice.
Are you part of the band?
I think so. Okay. I mean, you know, they have a lot of members. I don't feel like they'd really notice me if I was just on tour with them. So, I mean, the CNET gig's been real, but.
You want to say goodbye to your husband who was supposed to come with you today?
Oh, he told me this morning, he blew me off this morning. I said, once in a lifetime, Foo Fighters, you cannot miss this. And he's like, I'm going to go to work. And then I texted him and I'm like, you are a fool, sir. And he cannot believe he missed it.
Oh. Well, you can see Ashley singing Everlong with Foo Fighters on the feed, which, what did you say, Kevin? It's going to be streaming for 24 hours,
for
right?
24 hours till 7 a.m. tomorrow.
So you can see the whole Breakfast with Foo Fighters. And look, you already love the band. That's why you're here this morning. But this is a memory you'll think about for the rest of your life, Ashley.
Literally highlight one of the highlights of my whole entire life.
Pretty awesome. But that's how they do. That's the thing about the Foo Fighters.
That's
they
how
make
they do.
Every good thing and make it better. So thanks. Great to see you. And thanks to the Foo Fighters. And thanks to everybody who came down this morning for the breakfast. It was a lot of fun.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
I don't mean to linger on this topic, but effing Foo Fighters, you guys, right?
Right?
Right? How fun was that?
Right.
And if you missed it, you're lucky enough to wake up late. You can still watch the Breakfast with Foo Fighters from a few minutes ago for about 22 hours right now at KRock.com. You can check out the whole thing, and we'll be airing the audio again if you're on your drive home this afternoon around 5. Just hop on over to KRock HD2 and hear the whole thing. God, that was a lot of fun. But it's on to the next one, and that's Depeche Mode this weekend at the Hollywood Bowl. Keep on listening in 5 minutes. 5 minutes from right now, we'll give you tickets to Depeche Mode. First, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday.
Can we just discuss real quick the Foo Fighters, for as huge of a rock band that they are?
Yeah.
Arguably the nicest guys. Like, it doesn't even, make sense. Not even arguably.
Right.
They are so kind. They're so funny. They're so personable. They have so much time to give. That's phenomenal.
How much do you think they, I mean, personally, do you think they were like, oh, man, we just did Cal Jam. Now, got to do this.
When their alarms, I bet they were like, really? Why'd we book this session? Right. That wasn't bright of us. But right. I think once they get going, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. They're just the best.
They just love to play.
Yeah.
Here's a listener weighing in. I was just watching the Breakfast with Foo Fighters, KROQ.com, astounded that the band shows the same huge energy on a small stage to a tiny crowd that they do in festivals and stadiums. And I was thinking the same thing. If you were just looking at them on the stage, you wouldn't know whether they were playing KROQ or Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was afraid that because the stage was so much smaller than Cal Jam, I was afraid that somebody's going to go flying. Somehow they all fit.
It's so good.
Including the background singers.
Who appeared out of nowhere, by the way. How'd that happen?
I don't know. I was looking around. I was like, I didn't see them. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah.
And then Ashley, I didn't know that was going to happen. She was yelling at them. And I was like, what maniac is yelling at
what
the band?
Lunatic? Oh, a lunatic we know. It was just good.
It was good.
All right. Remember Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey getting into it on American Idol made things kind of uncomfortable, not only to watch, and then things would come out about them fighting when the cameras weren't on.
Are they both crazy?
Right? Yes.
Yeah, I think it'd be hard to guess who to blame for that one. I don't know what their fights were about, but I'm sure it was on both of them.
Yeah, well, we might have a similar situation.
Oh, the sequel?
Part two. Only we're going to head over to NBC to The Voice.
Okay.
This is coming out. I just looked at the date of the story that Bean sent me.
Yes?
God damn it, Bean. It's from June.
This is coming out last June.
It's coming out June. All right. News to me. What's happening right on The Voice?
Apparently, Miley Cyrus and J-Hud aren't getting along.
J-Huts! Can I sing a song for you, J-Huts? J-Huts! J-Huts! J-Huts!
I gotta tell you, that's Miley. Don't you get the idea if you know?
No, Miley is the mellowest, least drama person in show business.
You think it's Jennifer Hudson?
I think Jennifer Hudson is a lady. And
is she a diva, though?
Well, she'd have every right to be with that
voice. Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Number one.
Well,
number
Mariah
two
is too, but she's straight crazy.
Number two, I have watched The Voice this season.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this date being June.
And
I'm thinking this isn't true. But I also remember a few minutes ago saying there aren't a lot of stories out today for showbiz. And Bean said, boy, do I have one for you. And I was like, well, this is great. Let's do this one. I should have looked at the dates.
I mean, you have to consider the source.
It's Bean.
When you get a story, you have to consider the source.
And look, the source is Bean's blog.
Right.
So I feel like maybe
I
should.
Why do some people tune out?
Sir, I think we know why.
I don't think the important part is where you got the story. I think the important part is, are Jennifer Hudson and Miley Cyrus really screaming at each other?
I don't think so.
In commercial breaks and backstage? Because if you watch the show, The Voice, more than any of those shows, looks like one happy family.
And they get along well. They're joking.
It looks like it.
And yeah.
So a complete fake story. That's fake news.
It's fake news.
We just gave you fake news.
Well, Bean,
we're admitting
Bean
it.
Gave me
Bean
fake news, but I caught it. And I'm saying Bean is fake. Bean is not even a real human.
So Bean is a fake human. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
This was a success.
This went real well. Not going well, Rachel Bilson's life right now. Split from a longtime boyfriend. And then guess what? Her house gets robbed last Friday.
Or did it.
This apparently is real news. It's on a couple different sites. Between $40,000 and $50,000 worth of property. We're talking jewelry, shoes, and handbags stolen from her house. So she's joining the long list of burglary victims this year. Alanis Morissette, Michael B. Jordan, Kendall Jenner, Jason Derulo, David Spade, Scott Disick. People are not doing great right now with being broken into. Listen, we're not on the air until 6 a.m., so this will not
it's almost
be on air.
Now.
What?
Now. Yeah.
I'm sorry? Yeah. It's been one of those days, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Right? Those are the good
times.
Do
you remember the Foo Fighter times?
Yes.
Let's do some birthdays so we can get to this Depeche Mode giveaway. David Lee Roth, 63. Bradley Whitford, 58. Wendy McClendon Covey is 48. How great is she on the Goldbergs?
She's the best.
She's great in everything. She's great in everything. Good Lord, she's so good on the Goldbergs. Mario Lopez, 44. And race car driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 43. I'm Allie McCann for Ralph Garman. Welcome to the show this week.
We need Depeche Mode fans right now. If you want to see them at the Hollywood Bowl, K-Rock's got tickets all this week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you just have to call us at 1-800-520-1067. You will have to play a game, and it won't be easy. Coming up next on K-Rock. Perhaps, and this would be my vote, the greatest K-Rock band of all time, Depeche Mode, is in town for four big shows at the Hollywood Bowl this week. Thursday sold out. Saturday sold out. October 16th, no, sir. Not for you. October 18th, a few tickets are still available if you want to buy them. But you can also win them right now on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play The Hardest Game in the World, Part 2.
It's The Hardest Game in the World, 2. The Revenge of the Game, Die Harder Electric Boogaloo. If you thought words were hard, wait till you try music. This time, it's personal.
And we now, say good morning to Senor Announcer Hombre, I believe is his name.
Buenos dias, Kevin E. Frijol.
Now, Mr. Announcer Man is out today, since Senor Announcer Hombre is going to be filling in. The lines are packed. Will you explain again for the folks on hold and listening to K-Rock right now, Senor, how the game is played?
We are going to play a Depeche more or less song backwards, and you just got to identify which song it is.
So, Senior Announcer Bad Hombre, I think is what we should go with.
No soy bad hombre, yo soy.
I know we don't have to point this out because it's completely obvious, but Senor Announcer Hombre speaks no Spanish whatsoever.
Right. Okay, Morale!
So, all right.
Depeche Morale.
Who's our first contestant here, Dave? I mean, Mr. Hombre.
We got Carlita from L.A. She's like a bookkeeper.
A bookkeeper.
Okay. Hey, Carla.
Carlita. Hi, how are you?
We are good. All right, are you ready for your song?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess I'm ready.
It sounds like you're on a speakerphone, which means it's going to be really hard to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm also
can you...
Hold on.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We just want you to have a fighting chance here. This game is already hard enough.
And don't flush the toilet.
God, I know. Let's hope.
See, because she's in the bathroom. All right.
Are you in the bathroom? What's going on in there?
I am, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, hold the phone up close. Here you go. You're going to play. You're going to hear a Depeche Mode song. We want to know what it is. You'll hear it backwards. We want it forwards.
Good luck. That is beautiful.
That is.
Oh,
it's
my
good.
God. I can't figure that out.
It's a Depeche Mode song. Do you have a guess of any kind?
Can I hear it again?
Nope. Sorry, that was somebody. She's pretty angry for it.
I want somebody to share.
The rest of my
all right, thank
life.
You, Ellie. I mean, there were some hints on, you know, how kind of quiet and soft it was. So go for it. All right, Senor Announcer Aubrey, who's our next contestant, please?
Next we...
wrong button.
There we go.
Next we have Jason from Placentia. He sells medical underwear.
No, he's a medical underwriter is what he is.
It's very different.
Close.
Hey, Jason.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, thank you. All right, are you ready for your song?
Yes, I am.
We can only play it once, but here you go. All right, Jason.
That is Trip.
I appreciate the enthusiasm.
You were so sure.
Oh!
That was a Walking in My Shoes by Depeche Mode.
I'm sorry to laugh. I apologize.
I love Jason, and that hurt me to my core.
All right, 0-2 so far. Try to get anybody in the drawing to win the tickets for Depeche Mode.
Well,
with
this
the
game
Bowl.
Isn't easy, Dean.
It's not an easy game at all.
It's more difficult.
Really? You can't even say... Oh.
You can't even say difficile?
What?
Just, all right, who's
Senior
next?
Announcer Aubrey, who's our next contestant, please?
We have David from Corona.
Ooh, I love their beer. Wrong button again.
What's happening?
It's not good.
Being you have not... two things.
Nothing except the Foo Fighters has been good.
Right.
Tonight.
Muy no bueno, this game.
All right. David, are you there?
Si, I'm here.
Yes, I'm
here.
Oh,
wait, not you, Dave. All right. There we go. Okay.
Wait, I'm going to wait.
Everyone, I want David to be able to hear the song. Here you go. All right, David on the phone. What Depeche Mode song is that, please, by title?
Enjoy the Silence?
It
yes!
is. Nicely done.
All right.
All right.
We're turning this boat around. All right. Who's our next contestant? Please?
Next, we got Adriana from Rancho Cucamonga. Teacher.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. Good. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck.
Personal Jesus.
Nicely done. Two in a row.
It is weird how some songs are the same backwards as forwards, and that is one of them, I think.
Correct.
All right, we got time for maybe one more contestant.
Ooh. All right. Esteban from Alhambra.
What's happening?
That's un photographer.
What's happening with Senor Announcer Hombre?
I don't know. He's trying real hard.
I mean, come on.
Chilling.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here you go. Good luck. I mean, that's exactly the same song.
Yeah, yeah. That's the
button. I can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
That is correct. All right. Thanks to our great contestants, the game has been saved. David, Adriana, and Esteban are all in the drawing. However, only one will win tickets to a sold-out Depeche Mode show at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend. Miss Anna McKay, who's it going to be, please?
The winner is Adriana.
Adriana.
Adriana es un winner.
Oh my God.
Apparently, you soon winner.
I am two winners. Thank you.
Have a great time. Thank you for playing the game. Thank you, Senor Announcer Hombre.
Adios, Kevin E. Freehall. No. This has been...
Presents. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:40. Another reminder, if you get up late and you missed it, we did breakfast with Foo Fighters this morning down the hall in the HD Radio Sound Space, and it was as near a perfect a breakfast as I can imagine.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Maybe one of my... Might even be my favorite. Might even be my favorite.
Wow.
Was that good?
Wow.
And you still have the opportunity to enjoy it at krock.com. We're going to be streaming it for the next 20 hours or so. And you can also listen to it on KROQ HD Radio 2 at 5 p.m. today. And thanks again to Foo Fighters. Thanks again to the HD Radio Sound Space. Thanks again to the helpful Honda people who were there making it awesome. Thanks again to the Habit Burgers, by the way, who catered the thing, which was super fun. That's the breakfast part.
Right.
It was a good deal.
It's better than a burger for breakfast.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. All right, 9:41. It is Tuesday. Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
And can I just say about Habit Burger, those fries?
Yeah.
Delightful.
Pretty strong.
Real good.
Yeah, they, like, sometimes you're going to get a fry from a food truck that's not quite as crunchy as you'd like.
You've not had Habit Burger fries?
I have not.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And I had the veggie burger, and you know that's a real hit or miss item on any menu.
Right.
And this one's one of the best.
Yeah.
Bean said to me, I got a veggie burger. It's great. As if, like, I'm going to go, you know what? I like
next
hamburgers,
time.
But veggie yeah. burger for me.
Yeah, but you can save a cow, though, man.
I don't want to save a cow. I want to eat one.
And may I also add, if you have not sat next to Kevin when he's eating a burger, it is something.
I mean, why? Because it's a mess? Yep.
Well, you went to take a bite, and then the way you
it
maneuvered
happened.
Your body, and then you then said, it's so I wouldn't spray any of you. Because it was such an aggressive bite. And then you actually got off the area you were sitting on to move by yourself. Because
right.
it was such an aggressive way that I've seen someone eat a burger.
Well, I mean, you were sitting next to me and I was like, I don't want to get this on you. So I sat down on the floor by myself.
Stop talking.
Kevin does eat hard, too.
Stop talking.
This is a mess.
Ah, you guys. Bon Jovi. They're up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Will they make it? We don't know. They've been up before.
I think we all agreed no, though, right?
Well.
Was that our stance?
I don't.
I think that was our
stance. That was our
stance. Should.
Yeah, that was
our stance. You know how Richie Sambora left the band 2013? He's now saying, I'd be very willing to get up there with the guys, perform, do all that.
Okay.
Great. Well, now John Bon Jovi is saying, there was no fight or money issue, like the reports say. Nobody expected Richie to quit in the middle of the night for no reason. He wasn't fired. He just didn't come to work.
That
what?
Was weird after like 25 years together that he was a founding member of the band and was
yes.
so essential to their sound. And he just walked away from it. And it didn't seem like he walked away from it because he had to explore other musical avenues.
Right.
There wasn't a disagreement on how the band. I mean, they
maybe he had to explore more drugs.
Oh, I hope that's not it.
Maybe.
That would make me sad.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they're now saying, hey, we'll all be there, we'll perform, I feel like we're halfway there.
Shout to the heart and you're too late.
That would have been so much better if that had been Living on a Prayer, wouldn't
sure
it?
Sure would have been. This has
been...
It's perfect for today,
an
though,
Bean. Incredible morning.
Perfect for today.
If you haven't listened to the whole show, first of all, obviously the Foo Fighters are going to be the best. But the way that it contrasts with the rest of
the
what
problem.
We've done is, it's astounding.
The Foo Fighters were...
not yet. No, guys,
Foo Fighters
Tuesday.
Were a 10.
Yeah.
Right. And we've been a 2 at best.
At best.
All right. Let's try it again, Ellie. Could you give me the setup again, please?
You know... With Richie saying he'll come back and perform with them, I feel like we're halfway there.
And that's the life for us. We'll give it a shot.
Are the screaming goats going to be included?
That is such sweet redemption.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here,
right?
Because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Right.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
I forgot about the screaming goats. That's the best.
Right?
Right. Breaking football news, Kevin. I'm not sure if you're aware, but...
I'm aware. People have been tweeting me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
I mean,
thank you, lady.
I'm not thrilled about this.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
Kevin's team has traded a conditional pick to the New Orleans Saints.
Why?
For running back Adrian Peterson.
Why?
Arizona Cardinals. What? Kevin.
I mean, why?
Agreed.
Why?
Agree.
What?
Is it a one-day contract so he can, for some mysterious
so
reason,
retire as an Arizona Cardinal for whom he never played?
You know, he wants to.
Because it's the only reason I could think this would happen.
This is the weirdest story.
I don't.
And he is leaving one bad team to go to another bad team.
He's leaving a team that really, really wanted to unload him.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
You saw him glaring at the coach and all the arguing about playing time and stuff. It's ugly.
Will he help their run game at all?
I doubt it.
What is he, 33?
I think 32, maybe.
All right.
Yeah. Rather than problems opening holes, I'm not sure he's going to help with that.
I think he could.
Come on, man.
Talk about some birthdays. Get the heck out of here.
Right?
Who's with me? Actress Wendy McClendon Covey is 48. Bradley Whitford, 58. David Lee Roth is 63. Mario Lopez, 44. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 43. I'm Allie McKay, and for Off Garmin, walking the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. today. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have the Armenian comedian, plus the Wheel-O-Bed Animal Voices.
Hold on a sec.
The Wheel-O-Bed Animal Voices.
Before that.
The Wheel...
Kevin, what
before
was the first
that,
thing you said?
I said Wednesday morning.
Uh-huh.
The Wheel.
Okay, before that, you said something else. It sounded like you said another guest that is not
like,
allowed on the show.
Must be something with your headphones. Not me.
Both Ellie and I both heard it.
Yeah. Headphone problem.
All right.
Plus tickets for Depeche Mode as well tomorrow morning.